Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John of the Cross. I don't know if you have heard of him before, but he was a powerful, powerful man. He was a co-founder with Teresa of Avila of the Discalced Carmelites. He's the father of mystical theology. His writings flowed from his own experience. He underwent many trials, including an impoverished youth and imprisonment at the hands of his fellow friars. John considered earthly sufferings an opportunity to be purged of love of self. That's hard for us, isn't it? That one might encounter God's love. One of his classic works is a commentary on the Song of Songs. Thérèse of Lisieux frequently quoted John of the Cross. At the evening of our life, we will be judged on love, said John. At the evening of our life, we will be judged on love. How well have we loved? It's easy, here we are in Advent, it's easy to think of him as a baby. But brothers and sisters, it's sometimes harder when we get older to be lovable. We can be cranky, we can speak ill of other people, we can spread rumors. I think that what John of the Cross said, at the evening of our life, we will be judged on love. How have you loved your husband, your wife, your children? How have you loved your friends? How have you loved those who've cared for you, doctors, nurses, dentists? Brothers and sisters, break out of just, you know, as I call it, the false trinity, me, myself, and I. Break out of that. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who draws you into himself. Believe me, that's not a lie. It's a mystery, but it's not a lie. He loves us. O God, who gave the priest St. John of the Cross an outstanding dedication to perfect self-denial and love of the cross, grant that by imitating him closely at all times, we may come to contemplate eternally your glory. What's your mind full of? Take some time to think about the Lord and about his love for you, that he gave himself on a cross for you and for me. Oh, brothers and sisters, let us give him the praise, the worship, and the number one place in our lives. Husbands and wives together, put God first in your marriage. Love him. Follow him. We take a look at the readings now. The first from the prophet Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 1 to 2 and 9 to 13. Thus says the Lord, woe to the city, rebellious and polluted, to the tyrannical city. She hears no voice, accepts no correction. In the Lord she has not trusted. To her God she has not drawn near. Is that where you are? Are you in that grouping of people who ignore? For then I will change and purify the lips of the peoples, that they all may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia and as far as the recesses of the north, they shall bring me offerings. On that day, you need not be ashamed of all your deeds, your rebellious actions against me. For then will I remove from your midst the proud braggarts, and you shall no longer exalt yourself on my holy mountain. But I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord. the remnant of Israel. They shall do no wrong and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks, with none to disturb them. Brothers and sisters, have you given up like things like swearing, speaking ill of others? God gave you your body. He gave you your mouth, your tongue, your brain. He gave you. Do you live according to what God has asked of us? And as we come close to Christmas, I know it's exciting time. I know that. I remember my parents, perhaps I've told you this before, but I remember them so much tiptoeing when I got old enough to look downstairs, and there they were going from the dining room to the living room carrying all kinds of presents. And that's when I first realized there was no, quote, Santa Claus as I pictured it, but it was my parents. And we didn't have that much money, but they took great care on our feast days to make it a beautiful time for us. I never, never have forgotten that. That's what we want to be, good to the Lord and good to one another. That puts us in a place to receive him as he comes this Christmas. I want you to walk beside me. I won't see him, but please, please draw near to me and stop me. Help me to stop swearing. Help me to stop cursing. Help me stop speaking against other people. Psalm 34, let's take a look at it. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress, he saved him. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. Brothers and sisters, I remember a time in my life when things weren't going so well. And I wouldn't say I was depressed, but I was certainly very, very upset about some things. And I came across this particular psalm. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. And believe me, I felt pretty poor. Not in money, I don't have money, but in my spirit, in my person. And I looked at Psalm 34. And honestly, it changed me. Because this is the living word of God. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. And that's, as we're getting ready to celebrate Christmas, this tiny baby is your and my salvation. If we follow him, it's our salvation. It seems to go contradictory to everything in this world. Everything in this world is big, mammoth. It's not quiet, but this is quiet. But he comes to you more powerfully than you've ever been drawn to him before. He wants you to know him. Spend a little time this Christmas at the crib. Just spend time there and see what God did that he would be acceptable to us. He could have come with roaring fire and swords and all kinds of things, but he came just as a baby. Let us, brothers and sisters, welcome this baby into our lives this Christmas, because God wants to draw closer to each and every one of us, no matter what your background, no matter what you've done. God loves you. Come to him. Ask for forgiveness where you need to. Go to confession if it's needed. But please open your hearts to the newborn baby. Come, O Lord, do not delay. Forgive the sins of your people. There it is, right there. And Matthew 21, verses 28 to 32 tells us, Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterward he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but he did not go. Which of the two did the father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not change your minds and believe him." Do you believe him? Do you believe that the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, came to us as a baby who needed to be cared for? And what a marvelous job his mother did. But nevertheless, brothers and sisters, he comes to us as a baby. Look at that baby. I say to the Lord, "I give you all I have. I will follow you in my state in life as closely as I can." And you can say that too. You might be single. You might be married. Whatever it is, draw near to him this Christmas and say, "Lord, I want to follow you. Help me. Give me more of your Holy Spirit. Give me the courage to make sure I give time every day to you. Please, Lord, help me, and I will follow you more closely." May this be the best Christmas you've ever had as you make that commitment to God, as you give yourself to God. He knows you. He knows everything about you. And he loves you. He knows your mistakes. He knows your sins. He knows all the difficulties of life. And he loves you. Please draw near to him. Ask forgiveness for what you need to. And then open your heart and say, "Lord, teach me. Teach me how to love you more. Teach me how to follow you." May God bless you abundantly. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.